What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about girl world and girlhood and womanhood and everything all about what it means to be a girl and how it honestly isn't talked about enough. Basically, how amazing it is to be a girl in girl world. Obviously there are many trials and tribulations that comes, you know, of being a woman in this society today, and dangers and concerns societally and politically and all that jazz, but we are not talking about that today. We are solely focusing on womanhood and girlhood and what us women consciously choose to have in our lives, who we have in our lives, and how we just operate as human beings. Basically, the original idea for this episode today just came out of the blue like a few weeks ago, where I was just thinking about how I wish every person that is alive on this earth kind of like did their self-care like a girl. Because honestly, in my eyes, and I'm sure in, you know, most women's eyes as well, nobody does self-care like us. And then on top of thinking that idea for the episode, it just kind of like opened up a whole, like, another branch of the episode for today, where not only are women just amazing at, you know, taking care of themselves and really like investing in their self-care, but it like kind of opened up this whole other level of like conversation about girl world and what it means to be a woman and what it means to be feminine, like truly, truly feminine. And how it honestly like really sucks that in our patriarchal society, you know, almost like more than half the things that we do well as women are kind of like misogynistically mocked, rejected, refused, kind of talked down to, kind of made fun of, just really like belittled, because it doesn't necessarily match that patriarchal way of like of being so-called practical, being so-called logical, being so-called, you know, just put up and just finish the job, do the dang thing, you know? But yeah, the minute I thought about this as an episode, it opened up an entire conversation of how much power and life women add to our world, and how honestly all of us as a collective would lack a lot of things without it. So yeah, the first one: nobody does self-care like a woman. From our bath salts to our face masks to our, you know, weekly pedicures, manicures, our facials, our spa days, our massages, our our retail therapy sessions, aka shopping. Basically just the things that we do and the things that we invest in to make our, I don't know, physical, to make our hair feel softer, to make it smell good, to make, you know, to make sure our bodies are healthy, and taking care of, like, the, our skin is taken care of, our, we have our skincare routines, etc. That is a glimpse into girl world right there, and how much care and effort we as women put into the things that we care about and we love. And can I say, this is exactly why I just enjoy being a girl, you know, because of the way we are wired. We are just automatically and naturally wired to put in, like, ample effort, ample care into ourselves and others. That's the next topic. But, you know, when it comes to putting in the care and effort within ourselves, like, we take it up 1,000 notches, and we will buy however amount of face masks we need, however amount of skincare, makeup, clothes, spa days, you know. And if you're listening and if you're thinking that this is, you know, what I just kind of listed down there sounds like, it's such an unnecessary list of things to purchase or, like, invest in, it's really not, you know, because it's so interesting, because before I was that girl that didn't really do the whole skincare, putting on makeup, putting on nice clothes kind of thing. Like, I was that girl that really lacked a lot of effort in herself, that really didn't take care of herself well enough. So the minute that I did, you know, I've really started to realize, like, so many things, especially when it comes to that argument that people love to just say about, you know, the things that women purchase on a daily basis, the things that women invest in. Because as a person who used to do none of those things and now is doing it now repeatedly daily, it really is an investment. It truly is an investment to purchase, you know, a spa package. It truly is a smart purchase to buy those face masks and invest in a strict skincare routine, you know, and buy those serums that I know can be pricey. But at the end of the day, it truly is an investment, because, you know, health and mental health and self-esteem as a collective, it isn't just through it isn't just through, like, the things that we read, the things that we watch. It isn't just through that the relationships that we have, but it's also through the ways that we take care of ourselves physically, emotionally, and mentally. And, you know, that list of stuff that I just said, like, minutes ago, of, like, spa packages, face masks, skincare routines, makeup routines, nice clothes, retail therapy, etc. You know, every single one of those things has a way of reaching our physical health, mental health, emotional health, and really caring for it in a way where every time, you know, that we do a face mask, every time we get a manicure, every time we do our makeup, do our hair, it has a way of connecting and reaching our nervous system and and basically our self-esteem too, you know, and maintaining that high self-esteem that where we will always think we're worthy, and that is nothing inherently wrong with us. And I'm sure some of y'all's listening, you know, kind of were like in your head, well, you know, some women do this because they have low self-esteem, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but we're not talking about them. We're talking collectively and generally about, you know, and specifically about how self-care and taking care of yourself and making that effort to take care of yourself has so many ways of reaching and relaxing a nervous system and really catering to one's self-esteem and self-confidence. Because when you take care of yourself, you are physically comfortable with your surroundings. You know, because you just got, you just bought like a body scrub that smells so freaking good and leaves your skin so soft like a baby. You know, tell me who wouldn't feel good after a beautiful body scrub sesh like that. And with us women, we like to do that on a daily basis and make it a part of our daily routine, you know? So just imagine yourself every 3 days or every 5 days of the week. Actually no, 5 days of body scrub is not, it's not good for your skin. 3 days or even once a week, you know, of that body scrub over and over and over again. Tell me you wouldn't feel like you were living on cloud nine. So when it comes to that physical comfort and that physical relaxation that one would feel, obviously it has its ways of reaching, you know, mental relaxation, which would connect to emotional relaxation. And this is exactly why there's nobody like a woman that does self-care the best. And this is exactly why I thought to myself weeks ago, it's a ram thought in my head of how I wish everybody in this whole entire world could take care of themselves like a woman does. Another thing in girl world that we as women are absolutely abundant of, you know, versus the other sex in the world, is our relationships, our friendships, you know, the connections that we make in life are so precious, are so vibrant, and so full of substance, because we're not afraid to get into the nitty-gritty of our emotions. We are not afraid of talking about our feelings. We are not afraid of, you know, if somebody did us wrong, like a good friend of ours, we're not scared to kind of like take it up with them, because we know that we love them still and they love us, and it must have been just a small misunderstanding, which is no big deal but still needs to be talked about. The power of a woman making those connections in her life and fostering them and caring for them and cherishing them and maintaining them, that could, you know, that results in like years of friendship until y'all's are 80, is such a force to be reckoned with. I think it's because we are wired to be compassionate. We are wired to care, and we are wired to be nurturing in this life. And that's why in girl world, it's just a great old time of all of these connections and all of these people who love us for us. And we maintain those connections over time no matter what happens, because it's our gift and it's our talent as women to stay connected to our intuition, to our feelings. That is the power that we have in our femininity, that we are able to build communities. We are able to nurture those communities and basically live a really full life with every person that we have a connection with, that we love, that we care for, that we like to spend time with. And that in itself is another great thing of being a girl. You know, again, not attaching this to the current political, economical, all of those things happening to women right now and for decades and for centuries. Because at the end of the day, nobody likes to be lonely. You know, loneliness is such a shitty feeling to have, especially for long periods of time, you know, where you literally feel like you have nobody in the world to go to talk to literally say hi to. Like, it is a horrible, horrible feeling to experience in this life. And with women, you know, like I said before, we have such a gift with connection that with that gift, we are able to build communities, you know, from that one connection that we established. And then it just multiplies into 20, 30, 50. And honestly, that too is another like layer of the self-care that we as gals are really fortunate to do and to have in our lives, which again proves my point of how nobody does self-care better than a woman. Because honestly, as I've gotten older, you know, as y'alls get older too, you'll notice that the more connections and relationships, platonic, romantic, well, I mean, don't have multiple romantic relationships, that's fucked, but you know what I mean. Like, the more, like, connections that you make in life as we all get older, you'll start to really, like, notice and realize that those connections are as great as being able to afford, you know, the latest iPhone. You'll notice that those connections are as important or even more important than the surface level things in life. And the more and more connections you have in your life, and the more stable relationships you have in your life, the more you will actually feel so abundant and so rich in life. And that's why it's such a gift that women have, most especially, you know, to do that so easily because of how we are just naturally wired. And I think, lastly, I think the best gift that we have as women, you know, what we fill our world with and what our world consists of and how we just, you know, greet each other and treat each other, is honestly our availability when it comes to our emotions. Yes, okay, you know, every woman is different, because I can attest to that. I'm a girl, and I'm not too well versed in my emotional intelligence and literacy yet. Like, I haven't mastered it, but, like, you know, working on it. But still, you know, there's still that, there's still that argument of how all of us women are just naturally wired to feel our emotions and not be scared of it, like, at all. Even though, you know, if you're like me, we're scared of it a little bit, or a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I do allow myself to cry. I do allow myself to admit things to myself that I have done something wrong, that, you know, the thing that I did or said wasn't cool. You know, and like I talk to my girlfriends about how I feel and how I'm doing these days, and it's not just the good, you know, like I allow myself to really go in depth with the things that I, you know, talk about with my girls, and I'm not afraid to go deep if I need to. And it's really such a gift, such an amazing thing, a great thing to do that and to know how to do that as a human being, because, you know, at the end of the day, we are not supposed to bottle up our emotions. We are not built to stay mum on things that are truly, truly bothering us. And when it comes to girlhood, you know, in girl world, we are fearless when it comes to expressing how we feel. And in that action in itself, you know, it truly has a way of relaxing, again, our nervous system. And mentally and spiritually and emotionally, it also has a way of, like, you know, telling our brain that we can identify when an issue comes up, that we are not afraid to identify it. We know what is happening. And, you know, emotionally, that's usually the best place to start when it comes to problem solving and conflict resolution. But yeah, I guess this episode's a brief one because, yeah, I don't know what else to say, but I'll probably do a part two, if anything. But yeah. So, like, do y'all see what I mean of how, like, the things I've listed down, like, the three things, are what makes women such a wonderful force to be reckoned with. And what I said in the beginning of how, like, it's so unfortunate that, like, you know, the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we decide, and, you know, just how we live our lives and how we take care of ourselves, it's so unfortunate that I'd say all of those things are always kind of somewhat belittled in society, when at the end of the day, those are the very things that could also help of, you know, when it comes to relaxing our minds, when it comes to regulating our nervous systems, when it comes to bettering our lives, you know, for the good, and really living, like, the fullest life we could ever live because of the connections, so many connections that we make, and, you know, all of those connections being fostered and cared for. But yeah, it's unfortunate that it's looked upon that way, but with this episode today, you know, I just wanted to make it specifically just to really amplify the message of how, you know, of how many wonderful things absolutely like wonderful things there are in girl world, even though it isn't painted like that, sadly. If you are a girl listening to this, you know, y'all know that society has such the has completely has a completely wrong story, the wrong image of what we invest in, what we talk about, what we say, what we do, what we think, you know, because that strict skincare routine with the a value of $100+ or even $200, you know, keeps our skin looking healthy and soft, and you know, prevents us from ever getting skin cancer. All of the connections that we have in our lives, those are the people that, you know, are always there for us. They are the ones that we can go to when we need advice. They're the ones that we can talk to just to, you know, just to see how their day was. And at the end of the day, those are the people that really have the ability to keep us going in this life. And lastly, with, you know, our fearlessness when it comes to our emotional availability and really expressing how we feel and not, you know, prancing around a subject if, and being passive about it, just like directly like saying I'm sad or I'm angry or, you know, I'm not in the mood, you know, those things help us with setting our boundaries, and which help to foster and care for those connections we have in our lives, and always letting people know, you know, where they stand with us without them ever wondering, you know, without them ever trying to guess, because they will always know with us. So anyway, that was my close for the episode today. I hope y'all's learned something, especially if y'all's are dude. I don't know. I hope you liked listening to it. And weren't threatened by it at all. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's so much amazing things that women innately just do and say and have in their lives. And I don't know, it's just so sad that it isn't as valued as other qualities, other things that other people do in this life. Because at the end of the day, it can also help, you know, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Not also, but heck, much more. Anyway, that's that. So, thanks again for listening to Outside the Litter Box. Bye-bye.